Gabriel Rios auf Lux FM mit Police Sounds. Der Künstler mit den puerto-ricanischen Wurzeln ist derzeit in Berlin, um sein neuestes in New York aufgenommenes Album This Marauder's Midnight zu bewerben. Promo-Action noch und nöcher. Wir hier von Flux FM stellen unsere kleine Familienstation gern zur Verfügung, denn er hat schöne Musik gemacht auf seiner Platte. Ich begrüße hier nochmal offiziell Gabriel Rios. Hello.
How are you, man?
I'm totally fine. How are you?
I'm good. It's hot in Germany right now. It's hot in Berlin.
Yes.
But we're doing okay.
I think so, too. And it's good for the mood because I think it's the same in Belgium. There's so many months where you can't see any sun and stuff. So people are kind of euphoric.
But that's
right
kind
now.
Of why I moved to Europe, though. Like I like that dark, low cloud, drizzly rain, terrible weather.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's exotic. So people hate me when I say like, fuck this sun thing, you know, and people look at me wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good for a musician, I guess, when it's not sunny outside all the time.
Yeah, because you get lazy.
Yeah. You hang around at the beach too much.
That's it.
Looking
That's
at people.
At people's parts.
Especially that. You've spent a few days in Berlin now already to promote your new album. How have you been? What have you done?
I like it here. We've played here a couple of times and I love the audience because they actually listen. They're quiet and they listen, which is really cool. I'd like to think it's because they like what we do, but they're actually really respectful.
Shy people.
Yeah, I mean, they're enthusiastic, but they actually let you play the song.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes that doesn't happen.
I get that
countries.
A lot from musicians.
It's true. It's just
Germany.
Really true. It's respectful. I like it. And I don't know. I like the questions people ask. I don't know. It's fun to do promo here and to hang out.
Yeah, we'll see about these questions.
I spoke too soon, right?
Yeah. But congratulations on your newest LP, which has been recorded in New York City, although you're living in Belgium for more than 15 years now, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a man who's moved around the world, who's lived in Puerto Rico as well as in Belgium, why was it important to make that move to New York City for this album?
I was a little isolated in Belgium in terms of, you know, English and speaking English, which is like one of my first languages. I speak Spanish and English kind of in the same capacity. And being far away from the States and writing music in English was a strange thing. And it was getting surreal in terms of lyrics. So I thought if I went to New York, which is still a live music city, I mean, you can literally walk into places and people are doing their thing, singer songwriters, bands. Yeah. I thought that would have an immediate effect on the music and that I would feel some pressure to step up the game in terms of writing songs.
Yeah,
and that's
sure.
exactly what happened. I mean, it's an uncomfortable feeling because you have the feeling that you open your mouth, you start to sing, and it's like you're talking.
Yeah, that's how diamonds are made, under pressure. You know what I'm saying? Under pressure, that's where the diamonds are happening.
Exactly.
No, I
but
think
that's
it's
it.
A good idea, yeah.
That's it. And that's what happened.
The New Yorkers are a bit spoiled, right? There's so many bands and singer-songwriters. You have
you
to be
have
kind
to,
of like good.
And at the same time, they give you energy, though. They're enthusiastic and they're with you, but you have to put in yours and then you have to show up. And I did that for 2.5 years and that's how the songs were made. That's where I met Ruben and Amber, who are on the record, cello and bass.
Yeah. And that's something that I find really interesting as well, that you've met those two wonderful people who supported you for the record in New York City. It's a big city.
I know.
And you've met those two people who
actually come
who
from
seem
Holland.
Friendly.
Oh, I know.
From Holland.
Who is like right next to Belgium. But they're really nice. Apart from that, they're classical musicians and it's great to reach out to a different dimension and pull those people into popular song. And for them, it's exciting. For me, it's exciting to play with people like that. I mean, I can't do what they do.
Yeah.
And especially that, you know, when you hear the cello, it's like straight cred immediately.
You're in love with the cello, right?
Yeah. People really become quiet when they hear it because it's like, it's disarming.
Yeah.
You know?
And you once said in an interview that it's like an orchestra, but it's so lonely that you don't have the film soundtrack feel to it, right?
Which would kind of make you more lazy, I think, as a listener, because if you hear more than one string, then you're like, oh, this is nice, you know, this is like a soundtrack.
Yeah.
But now it's one cello and it makes you slightly, I don't know, kind of more uncomfortable in a good way, I think.
Yeah. You did avoid overproducing the LP by only using a handful of different instruments.
Yeah.
How and when did you come up with that idea? Was it...
It was together with Ruben, who's actually outside right now, enjoying the heat and the sun. He produced the record, and it was our idea to basically make it sound like just the three of us in a room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we've would set up here right now, that's what the album actually sounds like, more or less, with a little bit of reverb and some brass once in a while.
Yeah.
So the idea was just leave it it as basic as possible. And it was exciting because we sort of liked what we were hearing. It's almost like you're hearing, I won't say the demos because that sounds negative, but you're hearing the songs before you're going to go record them.
Yeah.
And that made us more exciting than to hear something really
And I mean, filled. it must be great for a singer as well to have that much room for your voice as well, right?
Yeah.
Because especially the drums and the cymbals, they take so much away from all those frequencies that you want to have.
Yeah. And like you were saying before, if you have a drummer, then you miss out sometimes on the fact that people have to sort of imagine the beat themselves. Yeah. And the fact that the beat is not being played, it makes people kind of move their head because they want to hear it. You know, they have
true,
to use
yeah.
their imagination. But of course, it has to be in the song. So you have to make sure you have the right songs. And we really, really tried hard for a couple of years to try them out in a place not much bigger than this one called Rockwood Music Hall in New York City. So it was kind of like trying them out. And then when they were really worn in, we just went into this place in Woodstock and just put them down.
Yeah, and that's another question that I have. How important was the room that you recorded them in?
Because it had to be big.
Yeah, it was like there's sort of like a natural reverb happening. And that's, again, another thing that's, I think, important for this record, that there was no studio recording in a small room and you just put some reverb on there magically with the computers or with some
we use a lot of room room mics because we recorded in a chapel in Woodstock, and then in Belgium and in Holland we recorded in an old radio sort of studio with the big ones and in Belgium as well in a soundtrack studio. So these were big rooms where we use the reverb, the natural reverb of the room.
Cool.
So yeah, it's like a character in the album, you know, it's always that sound.
And then what's up with your new partners in crime? Are you gonna keep on working with them? Because I have the feeling that it's almost like a fate thing that has happened
there.
Yeah,
but
you know?
Me too. And
coincidence or fate, you can always discuss about that. But this seems like fate.
Oh, it is. And we were talking about it yesterday, actually, how it's just the first in what I hope will be a couple of records. Because once you taste, honestly, to tell you the truth, before I made this record, I never had really made a live performance record in terms of getting the take, all the three of us together. Once you taste that, there's an excitement in that, you know? Yeah. I know it's like extreme sports for a musician, you know? You really got to get it, and you got to get the feeling of that this is that live take.
Yeah, but the thing is that you give little mistakes the chance to happen on an album, and those little mistakes make the album last forever. You know, all these old school Motown recordings, when you listen to them, you'd be like, oh, there's a little mistake.
Yeah.
Let's listen to that song 100,000 times again.
And the vocal, the crack in the vocal, and even sometimes the insecurity or the not knowing what's happening. I think that's why I listen to records as well. You know,
And that's part of the magic that music provides.
I think so too.
Let's listen to another song off the record, then we talk a bit more, and then you'll play us a little song live.
That's perfect.
I think it's a good idea.
Thanks.
You were far away from the mic when you were doing the whistling part, right?
Actually, I didn't do it. I can't whistle worth a crap. And
that's a classically trained people coming to whistle for you.
Yes, I swear to God, the bass player, he whistled, and he whistles that Mickey Mouse 50s, 60s
Disney
whistle
style.
That with the vibrato, like you just hate him.
Yeah.
And when I'm doing solo gigs in Germany or anywhere else and that part comes up, you know, I just blow into the mic and sometimes some
the
notes come out.
The whistleblower.
But yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's what she said. But it's, and then you hear this muffled kind of wind sound and that's the best I can muster.
No, but he was really good.
He's good. He's really good. He's good at a lot of things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I hate him.
Belgium seems, I mean, those guys are from Holland and you've met them in New York, but Belgium seems to be a good place for innovative musicians still. I mean,
it is.
There's so many bands from Belgium that we've loved over the last years, from, you know, Soulwax and all these other guys, Deus, you name them.
Yeah.
There's a crazy scene happening there. And I read that there was a reason for you to go to Belgium too.
It is, yeah. I heard Deus when I was 16 and a girl that I had just met. Exactly. That's the album, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And after hearing that, I was like, I asked her, are they playing this on the radio, like daytime radio?
Uh-huh.
She's like, all the time. So the seed was planted, like if I go there, maybe I'll get on the radio.
Cool.
You know, so that was basically the idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You're a movie buff. That's what I found out today as
I
well.
I love movies.
You said you couldn't live without movies.
No.
So do you have plans to dig into that field a little deeper?
Are you thinking about making
a movie yourself? Maybe
not directly, but I do have visual, you know, sort of like dreams in terms of like making something happen with a story.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wrote a story for the deluxe edition of this album.
Yeah, I know.
And I'd like to make like a short animation film or something. It would mm-hmm. be great. But in terms of movies, for me, it's like I literally take it really serious. It could be the most commercial, awful film, but if it's telling you something and if you connect with it, for me, it's almost like if you opened up your brain now and you wanted to show me something.
Yeah.
Like, I really believe in people who make movies.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we get to tell stories in such a direct way yet.
Yeah.
Maybe something else will come, and maybe we'll be able with chips in our brains to sort of like feel each other's stories. But up until now, for me, it's a serious thing, you know, like from Fury Road, which I just saw the other day, which I thought was amazing, to more obscure things. I think it's always the same. It's like if you connect to a story, it's one of the most powerful things.
Yeah, and there's so many elements in a movie that you can dig. Like sometimes the craftsmanship of the cameraman just saves the whole movie. You know, the story is shitty and everything is shitty, but the camera work is so brilliant that you have to watch it again. And so I really dig that. I was a boom operator for years.
Oh wow!
And that was fun times actually. Yeah. Always with the boom in hand, singing songs like "I Wanna Be Your Boom Operator." Really cool.
Ever do some porn? Ever do
Oh yes, we did
porn-ish?
One. Yeah, we did something that was pornish once. Yeah. But it was strange because they didn't use the original sound anyway, you know.
Okay, so you were just a tourist.
You were recording all these. they haven't used them.
Oh man,
it's a sad.
Just walked all over you.
That's the sad part of my boom operator story, actually. That's my next question. Where are you going to record album number 5?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, really. I mean, the songs are coming out. And the cool thing about doing this and about getting older in general, if I may say so, is that I don't really worry too much, you know, too far ahead. And things seem to happen that sort of take us where we have to go. So I'm really happy about what's coming out and about the reactions we get from people from this record.
Mm-hmm.
And the new songs are, as I said, coming out. So I just think that we're going to land in a nice space. I'm going to do it with Ruben again and with Amber, and we'll see. I mean, we've been playing with the brass. That sort of gives us an idea. I mean, French mm-hmm. horn is like amazing. I still don't really want to use percussion or drums, but mm-hmm. we'll see.
Yeah, cool.
You know?
I mean, if you're looking for a place and if the song's are ready, you can contact us. Maybe we can help you with a place in Berlin, because we know many producers and many studios here.
And this house
might be a good idea. There are studios in the cellar of this house that are top notch.
Hey, but that's a good idea. This is a nice city to just hang out and do stuff, I think, and really record. So
some people get too distracted and they get lost in Berghain, but I think you're going to be a guy who's concentrating
those days are
on the music.
For me, man. I'm super boring, so it's perfect for me, actually.
I don't think that you are super boring.
Well,
while talking to me, at least. That was a nice talk. Thank you for visiting.
No, thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
You're going to come back and play live in November, right? 24th of November,
the 24th will be in Privat Club,
Okay, cool. We're going to let people know shortly before that, and we're going to give away some tickets. Maybe you're going
to
visit us again so we can talk a bit more.
It's been great. Thank you for your questions. I appreciate it.
I think, they were good. That's nice.
They were, man.
Cool.
Thank you.
And you want to play us a live song before you say goodbye?
I want to play Gold. Gold is a song about songwriting. And it's the first time we kind of noticed that there was something there with these songs was when we played Gold in New York City in the Lower East Side.
Cool.
So, I want to play for you guys.
People
all
out
about myself.
Yes. Gabriel Rios. Nochmal mit Gold live auf Lux FM.
Kiss your mouth and swallow you whole. Been holding my claim like an old 49er. Wayward and skinny, from dust in the wound, from that holy walk coming down. Out of our way. Our claim, just like old 49ers, out of the destiny. And into this room, from that holy world, coming down on you and me. Water coming down. Thank you very much.
And let me just give away some LPs and singles real quick. I forgot about that. You brought us some of the LPs. Maybe you want to sign them for us before
I'll do that
send
for you.
Them away.
That single is actually a special edition only for Germany. It has a cover of Voodoo Child from Jimi Hendrix, which I know is something that should not be allowed to cover that song, but I did it anyway.
I mean, you dare to. That's a good sign.
You have to do it.
You have to do it. Voodoo Child, Slight Return als B-Seite hier auf der Single von Gabriel Rios. Die A-Seite ist Song Number 7. Außerdem haben wir auch die LP als Vinyl hier zu liegen. This Marauder's Midnight. Wer keinen Plattenspieler hat, der kann die trotzdem gewinnen, denn die CD ist beigelegt.
It's
both formats.
Yeah.
That's a nice idea, my man.
Did you see how I understood what you were saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
you were nodding. Looking at me.
Yeah.
Smiling.
Yeah. Pretending I was understanding. You saw that?
Yeah, yeah. You're an actor as well. Not only a sculptor, a painter, a musician. He's an actor too.
Yeah.
I see a great future for you, Gabriel.
You're going places, kid.
You're going to go places. Wer die LP haben möchte, der schreibt jetzt ganz schnell eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Gabriel Rios. Schreibt eure Adresse mit rein in die E-Mail, damit wir euch das Ding zuschicken können. Eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Gabriel Rios und eure Adresse drin und dann schicken wir euch das Ding zu. Now thanks again, Gabriel.
Thanks so much, man.
See you soon. I hope you're gonna come back in November.
We will.
Cool. Bye bye.
Thanks.